Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Joining me today is Zach Weigel and Leslie Pollard with Imagine Hillsboro talking about the fourth concert in the summer concert series. Thank you two for joining me today. Everything went over pretty well with the 4th of July concert. Pretty good things via social media and feedback.
It was a great show.
Everybody's still here.
Yeah, we've actually, I just got another person contacting me wanting to inquire about the band and use them at their town's festival. That's two different towns now that have inquired about the band because I heard nothing but, you know, rave reviews about them. And they were fantastic. Well, and once again, none of that would have been really as possible without the Hillsboro Auxiliary Police Department. They knew that we had a problem of not having a shuttle and wanted to get as many people parked as possible. And they did a fantastic job of getting them tightly packed in all up and down the road and different yards and different areas, and basically just got them in little nooks and crannies, and it still went all the way back to the marina, but we got a lot of people there. It was one of our biggest shows.
Volunteered their time to help.
They actually, all that morning, they started off, you know, before even sunrise, getting ready for the biathlon.
Wow.
And then they also worked the cardboard boat regatta, and then that. So they had a longer day than we did.
And
way longer.
You ended up having pretty good weather for it, because I know the forecast initially looked like it was going to be stormy basically all week. And
we kept the faith.
Yeah.
I don't think it was hot.
It was very, very hot, but, you know, that didn't keep the crowd away.
No, because there's a huge crowd for the boat regatta,
yeah,
too.
The hot weather makes for a good boat regatta, so
it was perfect. It was a perfect day.
Who won? How did the results go?
A couple former students. Okay. It was two high school kids won that race, just edged out the returning champion, Tony Marcolini.
Yeah.
So he didn't have his brother this time. He had Jeremy Schmidt, and that's probably why they didn't win, is because Jeremy's kind of a quitter. He's not, you know, he's not that good of a rower.
Was he in a school bus?
He was in a school bus.
It was great.
Yes. That's what I thought, a school bus with his name on the side of it.
Yeah, they turned it into a convertible by the final race. They realized it was kind of hard to maneuver through the windows, and they were going all in on trying to win it, but the paddles did not go back to them.
So. Yeah. Well, you've mentioned these boats in the past having canopy as a school bus is a whole nother animal.
Yeah.
He goes all out. I mean, props to him for the work he puts in.
Oh, yeah, his designs are amazing. It's amazing what he can do with
hardware. He's already thinking about next year, and that's good because it's... He knows he sets the bar whenever he shows up his whatever it's going to be.
Who got the ever-coveted Best Titanic?
A couple other former students, a couple girls from high school. They lasted not long at all. But
I don't think they ever got in the water, did
No, they?
They
did. They did. Oh, but they what? Did. Why? They, the reason they got is because they didn't give up. They got back in, and then it tipped back over again.
And then by the end, their boat was kind of mangled and sogged. You know,
and
all
so they won the It's not about it. It's about the coveted prize.
Right.
And they got a copy of Titanic the Musical, the CD, so they can, you know, listen to the awesome tunes of...
Not James Cameron's epic.
Not his. No, this was a different one. So if you're a Titanic fan, there's actually a musical out there that's not that version. If you want a different version of Titanic.
Saturday, September... Gosh, what September
2nd.
Is it? September
2nd. Is that Labor Day weekend?
It is.
Yes. You've got a very special act in a Hillsboro's own, for the front man, that is. It's Brian Lee, and it is the Young Eyes. And pretty excited to have them for the summer concert series.
Very excited to have them for the summer concert series. Wow, what a treat they are from around here.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. When I stumbled across them, I don't know, Brian might have posted a snippet or a video or something, and I heard it, and I was just like, wow. And I sent it to Waggle, and I'm like, have you heard this? Like, this band is in Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just kind of like, how? And how have we not heard about it?
Right.
And so, you know, I immediately purchased their album whenever it was available. They've put out these little snippets and some really cool videos of downtown Hillsboro and the cool things that Brian is doing. You know, he's rehabbed some buildings and made them really modern.
He runs the blog My Small Town.
My Small Town. Cool. Yeah. And he does the blog, which focuses on, you know, local attractions and businesses. He's purchased some buildings and rehabbed them and made of, like, these rehabilitations, I feel, are just like a big city. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen any of the pictures or follow the blog or whatever, but a lot of these renovations, I'm like, wow, that building looks really cool, and it's got a big city feel here in Hillsboro.
He's put a lot of effort into our town, our downtown specifically, and it's kind of I've never actually really met him, and I'm like, this guy's a treat. I mean, everything that, like, I'm seeing that he's writing about, everything that he's doing, like, I mean, I would say, like, I'm a huge fan.
Right. I don't know that he's out a bunch or exposed.
Yeah.
He doesn't get out, like,
And I've only I met him just through Facebook and that kind of thing. I actually, you know, he does not only just, you know, rehab buildings and stuff, but he's done some work on like some residential homes, and he's done some work in some friends of mine homes. And I actually had him come over and give me some ideas on a home project at my house. And so that's how I've met him. But he seems like a really nice guy. And
I've never met him. I knew of him back when he was part of Brian Lee and his orchestra.
Oh,
which was his other music project.
Like a legend.
Yeah, right.
See,
like an urban legend.
This was back when I was in high school, and there was kind of a budding music scene here in the Litchfield-Hillsborough area. You had bands like Andromeda's Hero, Renee, who you might be familiar
with. I know Renee.
Roses at Your Feet. Brian Lee and his orchestra was another one. I think they were playing at Greenville, though. They were a little bit older, but that was. I don't think they're the same people. Obviously, Brian Lee is. I don't know if it's the same people from the band, but yeah, that's what I knew him as. I don't know him at all, first of all. I've never met him like you guys, but I knew of him as Brian Lee and his orchestra.
Yeah, I wonder if his orchestra did Time After Time, because his band right now covered Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time.
And then you haven't watched the movie.
It's on YouTube,
Isn't that a great video, too? Like, it's like a throwback. Like,
it is.
Almost like everything about it, I'm watching, like, this is just too cool.
Well, and I don't know what song it's for by the Young Eyes, but they have posted a video online, and they filmed the music video for it in Hillsborough.
Yeah, I know, and I can't remember the name. I know exactly what you're talking about, because it also takes place there at Bremer. Even like that part when they're going down on the skateboard.
Really cool, and I don't know who does their video, you know, editing and stuff, but they're just so talented.
I would imagine it's one of the members. They have many talents, and they're very, very good at what they do.
I know, I'm looking at this as like almost like their coming out party in Hillsborough. I mean, I know they've had some like smaller like concerts here at some of the businesses.
Yeah, and they've played in St. Louis. I saw a couple times. They don't play a lot, and I don't know if that's just because this is just strictly a side hobby and they're not looking to pursue it. But if not, they should. I mean, they're really good.
I don't know how long they've been doing it as the Young Eyes.
I know that they just released their album. I mean, it was like not that long ago, April maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's the case, they ought to be really going on a bunch.
Yeah. I have it, and it's a phenomenal album. It's very, for those of you who haven't heard it, it's more of a, you know, they consider themselves Midwest psychedelic, and it does have that 60s kind of psychedelic feel to it. It's really good. It's really cool.
Wow. Like, I'm just thinking, like, I can't believe, you know, these guys are from here and they're going to be playing here.
Yeah, and I think they have a pretty good, I know Brian, you know, has a pretty big family around here and a lot of support, so I foresee it being a pretty good crowd.
Awesome.
You say yourself that you're pretty looking forward to this one, right?
Yeah, we're going to be going. Yeah.
And you don't usually come out, so that says something, right?
I'm a homebody.
Yeah. Well, you're a family man. You got two small kids, I understand.
We probably would have been to the July 4th show had we not been in St. Louis. We're vacationing in St. Louis that day, so we will be at the Young Eyes. We've already made plans. Just got to find someone to watch the kids.
Yeah, or if you have to, bring them. I know it's not as fun. You can't concentrate as much, but still, I mean, that's an option. A lot of people bring their children out there. Again, these are family-friendly.
I can make the announcement, like, we are within royalty, or with royalty here. Davy Jinks is in the audience.
Davy Jinks is in the audience.
Can you stand and, you know, wave your hand?
That is the Young Eyes. That is Saturday, September 2nd. And again, as we mentioned previously, it's at the Sherwood Forest Campgrounds. And beginning at 6 till probably around 9 or however long.
About 9:30.
Yeah,
for the most part.
Same deal. There will be food and refreshments there, I assume, and probably Young Eyes merch there.
Yeah,
too.
Normally, I mean, it's up to the band whether they bring their own stuff.
They usually do.
Yeah, they usually do. But yeah, no, please, support their merch tables. That's really, I mean, they get a lot of their money from is that. And it's always cool to have, you know, like, hey, you know, I saw this band here type of shirt.
Merch stands for merchandise, by the way. I should explain that in case somebody doesn't know.
Or swag. You can say swag, you know.
Some concerts has its own swag.
I consider swag free.
Free swag.
Stuff we all get.
Yeah.
Swag.
Oh. I'm never going to use that term again when I say we have swag.
It's from The Office, believe it or not.
And I watch The Office.
Yeah, so summer concert series continues Saturday, September 2nd. The Young Eyes, also at Sherwood Forest Campgrounds, also beginning at 6. And, of course, all this information can be found online.
Yes, absolutely. Follow us, on the Hillsborough Summer Concert Series on Facebook. And also you can follow Imagine Hillsborough on there, too, because there's a lot of other cool things coming up that Imagine will be putting on. I mean, I know in that October they're going to have, once again, their Harvest Market. So,
is the organization on Twitter yet?
I keep saying I'm going to put us on there.
Summer Concerts is, aren't we, or are we not?
We're not.
Oh.
Because Twitter's kind of starting to blossom a little bit here in the area, especially amongst the young
crowd.
Yeah, you know
personally,
what?
We're
high schoolers.
Twitter.
Yeah, we are.
Then I think right. Zach and I always look at it as, well, that's just one more social media that we have to manage.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I think I could set that up.
You could start it and someone else can manage it. Like you can set up the account and then someone else can actually run it.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Was there anything else you guys wanted to mention about the summer concert series?
Come out. Come to the show.
It's free.
It is.
It's family friendly.
And that's actually the main thing I normally hear from people. They'll say, why isn't there, you know, where's everybody else at?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
I mean, we have a good crowd, but most people don't understand, like, why wouldn't you come out and watch this awesome free show? And that's.
And sometimes these acts catapult into huge acts later on, so you could be discovering.
You saw them here first.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, we have to think back to the days when where Napa is at right now, like that parking lot there. REO Speedwagon performed there when they were younger, so you never know. You might catch the next REO Speedwagon.
This could be your last chance to see Brian Lee and the Young Eyes in Hillsboro. They could skyrocket after this. You never know.
Yeah, this might be it for them. There might be talent scouts in the crowd.
Yep, exactly.
They may have worldwide tour.
Reps.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you very much for coming in, and good luck with everything moving forward.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, that was Zach Weigel and Leslie Pollard with Imagine Hillsboro. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.